How you doing there? Welcome back to Babylon Talmud. Today we're studying Daf. Chav Beis. Oh man, I hope my throat's not going to be dry. I'm just getting started. Oh my gosh. That would be so inconvenient. Ooh, tomorrow's going to be a big Daf, I think. I think because I'm probably only going to do like an amud and a half today, I think. Maybe, yeah, because there's like a two dots. And Chav Beis, Amud Beis. Then it kind of starts a new sugya, very interesting sugya, but a simino osuli daris. But that, so I think I'll save that for tomorrow. Today we're going to go weiter on the machlekes between Abaye and Rava about Yeush Midas, Yeush Shaloi Midas, have a Yeush or not. Very, very gishmak machlekes, right? Right. Very, very famous, very, very classic. Possibly the most classic machlekes. Okay, we're going to start it. So we're still kind of trying to figure out Abaye, Rove, Yeush, Shaloi Midas, Ave Yeush, Leve Yeush, Gishmakim, Gishmake stuff. Okay, we're going to start in Daf Chof Alf Mudbeis, two lines from the bottom. Toshma, come in here. Haganif. Shenoto Mizev. I feel like we haven't had so many Ganifs. And have we? No, we haven't. The Ganif was more of like a Bava Kama thing, right? We haven't had too many ganifs. We just had Shnai Merchis and Betalas. So that was hard stuff. All right. Maybe we're going to get more there. Maybe Perek HaMafkid is maybe going to have more Geneva. Or who knows? Maybe Eilu Metzias. I don't know. We'll see. Eilu Metzias is very, very geschmack, right? Right. We've only one daf in, but we're about to be a second daf in, right? Right. Toshma, come here. A ganif. Shenoto mizeh v'noson lozeh. Interesting. So you have a ganif. A guy, somebody, whatever, Shimon steals from Reuven, gives it to Levi. Okay, so, okay, interesting. Let's go weiter. Mechen Gazlan shnalto mizeh v'noson lozeh. Okay, you have a Gazlan oichet who steals from one person and gives to somebody else. Mechen Yardin shnalto mizeh v'noson lozeh. An oichet, if the river kind of rises up and sweeps something away and washes it up ashore, and now somebody else, it comes to somebody else's, you know, property or whatever. Mashe notel notel mashe nosin nosin. Okay, so whatever was taken was taken, whatever was given was given. So meaning the ultimate recipient can keep it. Hare hare elu shelo, can keep it. In all three scenarios. So, Bishlama Gazlin v'yardein. So, I understand by a Gazlin. Shimon walks up to Reuven, takes his Game Boy, and he gives it to Levi. V'yardein, or the river, sweeps away somebody's Game Boy and washes it up ashore in somebody else's backyard. And, okay. So I understand why the ultimate recipient in those cases can keep it, because the kochozi lihu umiyaish. Because in by the gazlan, a gazlan of course is somebody who steals in broad daylight, not in secrecy, and the river sweeping it up. These are both scenarios where the person is seeing this object get lost, either stolen from him or swept away from him, and he says, "Don't." Or I guess technically what he says is, Vai le lechesun, vai li, I guess. He says, Vai li lechesun kiss. That's what he says. So use miyayish it. So use miyayish. And then the next person receives it. So it's his. But ela ganif, mikachozi le de miyayish. But the Gemara asks, but a ganif steals in secrecy. Therefore, how can it be that if Shimon secretly steals from Reuven and then gives it to Levi, how could it belong to Levi? Isn't that Yehu Shaloi Midas? And we're saying that Levi can keep it, so that sounds like Yehu Shaloi Midas, Have Yehush, like Rove. Tirgma Rav Papa Belistim Mizuyin. Rav Papa says that the Ganif is talking about an armed robber. Yochi Anu Gazlin, but isn't that a Gazlin if you're stealing, you know, in a manner that is not secret? You're going up to the guy and stealing from him? Trey Gavni Goslin, there's two types of goslins. Okay, there's a regular goslin, there's an armed goslin, and I guess we're referring to one of them as a ganef, one of the other one as a goslin, but they're both, neither one is Yehu Shaloi Midas, that both of them are knowledge, so he was mafkir, he said, Vai li l'chesun, he saw it happen, he says, Vai li l'chesun kiss. Ta Shma, come and hear. Shotaf nor kirov eitzav va'avonov vinosno, I guess. Bisoch stei chaver. Okay, so a river washes away Ruvain's beams and trees and stones, and he puts them in Shimon's field. So they got swept away. Okay, bisoch stei chaver. Hare elu shelo. Okay, so Shimon can keep them. Mipneshin is yashu abayim. Because in this scenario, Reuven sees his stuff get swept away, or Rashi says even if he didn't see him, but there's a call, people say, holy smokes, Reuven's stuff just got swept away, and he finds out about it. So mainly he finds out about it, he's miyayish, Shimon can keep it. It's swept up in Shimon's property, Shimon can keep it. But time in the Nisiyashu Abaylim, that's because that's unique to this scenario where Reuven says, don't, Vaili lechesun kiss. Well, technically, he doesn't have to say dope. He says, Vaili lechesun kiss. So, astama, but if it was any other scenario where he doesn't know to say, Vaili lechesun kiss, lo, so then Shimon would not be able to keep it. So it sounds like, Yeush shelo midas, lo have Yeush. Even if ultimately he would be miyayish, but if he wasn't already objectively miyaish, we cannot assume so. And therefore, it sounds like Yehush Lamidas lo have a Yehush, like Abaye, unlike Ravi. Ocho b'mayo skin on here, what are we talking about? Kishe yocho lehatzio. So, yeah, but this is talking about a scenario where he was able to, right, Ravi can argue this is talking about a scenario where he was able to save it. So because he was able to save it, that is why in a jet, you know, if it's a scenario where it would be shalom midas, so, right, I mean, he doesn't yet know about it, and we're saying that Shimon in that case would not be allowed to keep it, it's because Reuven was able to save it, and because he was able to save it, so he didn't give up hope. It's kind of, it's like the equivalent of like if there was a sign on it, if there was a simon, kilu, he hasn't given up hope, he's planning to get it back. That is why, by default, he would not be able to, Shimon would not be able to keep it. Ihachi ema seifa. But if so, we go weiter in the Brayse. Oyu abaylim rad v'nachreim chayiv lahachzir. That if Reuven was chasing after the items, then Shimon would, or if Reuven was chasing after, I guess these beams, so then Shimon would have to return them to Reuven. Ibichon lahatzil. But if he was able to save them, my iryim miradfin afilu ein miradfin nami. But if he was able to save it, who cares if he was chasing after it or not? If he was able to save it, Shimon should be unable to keep it, regardless of if Reuven was chasing after it or not. Well, here we're talking about where he was able to save it, you know, if he was determined, if he really wanted to. If he's chasing it, so he's indicating that he's decided he's going to go for it and save it, and therefore Shimon cannot have it. But if he's not chasing after it, so then we can assume, okay, he gave up hope, then he's not planning to get it back. Yeah, I've been consuming so much coffee recently. Ugh, I think I need to get a little more sleep. Dag nabbit. I don't like getting more sleep, but I might need to. Ah! Alright, whatever. Anyways, let's go weiter. Toshma, come here. Ketzar amu atorim shalom idash chumoso truma. Ooh, this is interesting. Okay. So, how do we say, right, if Shimon goes to Reuven's field and separates truma for Reuven, so how do we say that that's acceptable? Harishayarid lesoch stei chaver, Shimon goes to Reuven's field, velikate, and he collected stuff, vitarim, and he separated truma, shalobir shus, without Reuven's permission, Imchoshesh mishum gezel. If Reuven is concerned about gezel, right? If Reuven is like not okay with Shimon doing that, ain't trumas to truma. So then the truma would not be truma. It's truma, right? The truma that Shimon separated would be not truma. Would not be truma. Vim lav. But if he has no problem with it, trumas to truma. So then Shimon's truma that he separated is acceptable and it's truma. Uminayinu yodeya imchoshesh mishum gezel vim lav. And how do we know if Reuven is not into it, or if he is into it? Hareshaba bal abayis umitso ve'omalo. Well, if Reuven sees that Shimon is separating truma, and he says, "Kalich eitzel yofis, Shimon, why don't you go to the nicest stuff? Imnimtu yofis mayen trumaso truma." So, if there are in fact nicer stuff, so then Shimon's truma is good truma, because Be'etzim Reuven's okay with it, and he's saying, "Oh, Shimon, you know, you should even take from the nicer stuff." So we see that Reuven is on board. But if there are no other nicer stuff, so meaning if Reuven says, "Shimon, oh, you should have taken from the nicer stuff," but there are no other nicer stuffs, then the assumption is that Reuven's being sarcastic and being like, "Oh, why don't you just take all of my stuff?" So, okay, fine. So then it's not good truma. Liktu abaylim ve'osifu aleim. If Reuven then got involved and he added, right, and he contributed to the truma and added to them, benkach uvenkach trumaso truma, so then no matter what, the truma is a good truma, because Reuven is contributing as well and indicating that he's on board and showing that he's on board. V'chinimtsu yofis mayen trumaso truma amai. But here's the kasha. We're saying that Shimon goes and separates Reuven's truma. Okay. And then we're saying, well, if Reuven is cool with it, so then it's acceptable. How do we know that he's cool with it? Well, he says, Kalich Eitzel Yofis, and there are better ones. But why is that acceptable? Isn't that like a Yehu Shalom Idas? I mean, meaning like the equivalent of Yehu Shalom Idas. Meaning, what's Yehu Shalom Idas? Well, we don't know at the time that there were, right? We don't know at the time that we're allowed to take it, but later on there will be Yeush, and at that point, right, it would be ownerless. So here also, Shimon is separating truma, but he doesn't yet know that Reuven's going to be cool with it. He only knows it later on when Reuven says Kalich Eitzel Yofis, and there are better ones. And yet we're saying that truma so truma, that is truma, as long as Reuven says Kalich Eitzel Yofis, and there are better ones, Shimon's truma is acceptable. So it sounds like if we apply this to Yehu Shalom Midas, it sounds like Yehu Shalom Midas have a Yehush, like Rovid. Right? So v'chinimtsu yofis mayen trumaso truma amai. How come? Be'idne detoram, at the time that Shimon separated the truma, halo hava yodo. He didn't yet know that Reuven was going to be cool with it, and yet we're saying it's acceptable. Tirgema Rava alibad abai deshavi shalich. So Rava says, so okay, so 1 second. So we just said, it sounds like Yehush Shalom, if we apply this to Yehush, it would sound like Yehush Shalom Idas have a Yehush, which would be a kasha on Abaye, who says Yehush Shalom Idas lo have a Yehush. So now Rava comes to explain according to Abaye's by Plugta. He says, well, Rava says, look, I can explain for Abaye why the scenario of Trumeh is unique and cannot be applied to Yehush, because the Shavyo Shaliach, that Rava says, look, I have to tell you, we got it all wrong. This isn't talking about Shimon just randomly going into Reuven's field, collecting his produce and separating Trumeh. No, Reuven had appointed him as a Shaliach, he had appointed him as a emissary, as a messenger to separate Trumeh for him. This also makes sense that Shimon would have to be Reuven's messenger. Because if it enters your mind that Shimon was not Reuven's emissary, would Shimon's truma actually work? That the pasuk says by truma gam atem, it could have just said atem, but it says gam atem, lirabos shluchachem, to include a shaliach when it comes to truma. Ma'atem ledaitrem, av shluchachem ledaitrem. Just like when you separate trume, you separate it with your knowledge. So your shaliach also must be separating it with your knowledge. And therefore, if Shimon just went to Reuven's field and separated it for him, so then it wouldn't work because there's no knowledge. So there must be knowledge. And here, what are we talking about? Kigon de shavio shaliach, that Reuven makes Shimon a shaliach to separate his truma for him. Ve'amar le'zil trom, and he says to Shimon, okay, now go and separate truma. Ve'lo amar le'trom mehane, but Reuven did not tell Shimon which crops the truma should be separated from. Ve'stami de balabayis kitarum benonis katarum, and in general, when a balabayis separates truma, he separates it from the sort of medium quality stuff, not the poor quality, but not the best of the best quality. The medium quality is what he separates from. But Shimon went vitarum miyofis, and he separated truma from the high quality stuff. That's what we're talking about. So in that case, if Reuven now comes and says, wait, Shimon, there's even better stuff, if it turns out that there is in fact better stuff, chumaso truma, so then Shimon's truma is good truma, vim lav ain chumaso truma, then his truma is not truma. So we're talking about where he was a shaliach, so therefore we're not talking about a scenario where there was no knowledge milchatchila. Of course there was knowledge milchatchila. Reuven had appointed Shimon as his emissary to separate truma, so there's no analogy, there's no comparison to equivalence. There's no equivalence. There's no comparison to Yeush Sheloi Midas. Amemar Umar Zutra Virav Ashi Iklu Levustino de Moribar Isak. So Amemar Mazutra and Vasi visited Moribar Isak's orchard. I see Arise Tamre Vrimone, and then Moribar Isak's sharecropper brought for them dates and pomegranates. Vishado kamayu, and he threw them before them. Amemer Ravashi achle. Amemer and Ravashi immediately ate from the fruits, from the dates and the pomegranates. Maizutra lo achle, but Maizutra did not eat the dates and the pomegranates that the sharecropper put before them. Adahochi also Mari Bar Isak. Now, eventually Mari Bar Isak came. Ashkochinu, and he saw Amemer Maizutra and Ravashi. Ve'omerlu, and he says to the sharecropper, Amailo Isis, Lehudur Abon Mehanach Shapirto, why didn't you bring them from Mamish the best stuff that we had, the best of the best? Amulei Amemar Ravashi Lamazutra, at that point, Amemar Ravashi said to Mazutra, okay, well, Hashta Amailo Achimar, well, now you may as well chaperain right now. You see that clearly, Mar Bar Isak is cool with us eating the fruits. Where am I? V'atani if nimtzu yofus mein chumaso truma, because after all, we learned by the truma, if the balabais comes, if Reuven were to come and say, kalech itzel yofus, and in fact there are yofus, so chumaso truma, so meaning, right, that would be effective. So, nu, Marzucha, why don't you chaperain? So, Amar lehu, so Marzucha responds, hochi amar Rava, that is what Rava said, lo amu kalech itzel yofus elo, Leinin Truma Bilvad, that this concept of Kalachei Tzel Yofis is specific to Truma, Mishum de Mitzvahu, because Truma is a Mitzvah V'nichale, and therefore, it's plausible that Reuven Take wants the Mitzvah to be done from his best stuff. So he's saying to Shimon, look, Kalachei Tzel Yofis, why don't you separate from the best stuff I got? Aval Hocha, but over here, by the sharecropper and the fruits, Mishum Kisifusa, Hu Damrachi, he's only saying that out of embarrassment, that right, he doesn't necessarily mean to say that that he should have really given from the best stuff, but he's just saying it out of, I guess, maybe he's embarrassed in front of the rabbis. He wants to kind of like honor them and stuff, or you know, show them that he's giving them good stuff. But he doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily an indication that, right, that he really wants to be right, that the sharecropper should be giving them like all this stuff. Toshma, come in here. Odewa talalein v'somach areze bichiyuton nogvu af alpisha somach einon bichiyuton. What's this talking about? How are kids gonna understand this? Tuma and Tara? Wow. Okay. Anyways. Okay, right. Of course, we know, of course, in Babylon Talmud, we've been learning Babylon Talmud for over 4 years, we know this stuff already, that once something gets wet, so then it's mukhshar lekabel tumah. Okay? So if you have like, so in this case, we're talking about he had fruits and he brought them up to his roof, I guess to dry or something, and then the dew got on them, so they got wet. So then even once they dry, it doesn't matter. At this point, if a dead sheretz falls on them, they'll become tummy. So now, odeyu atal alein v'somach. So if the dew is still on them, the dew is, they're wet, and he's happy about it, areze b'chiyuton, so then from now on, they're mukhshar lekabel tumah, even once they become dry, they're from now on mukhshar lekabel tumah. Nagvu, but if they got dried, and by the time he goes up to the roof, they're already dry, afal pi shesomach, even though he's happy that they were wet before, einon b'chiyuton, so then it does not apply to, so then it will not be mukhshar lekabel tumah. So now, but we had said that even if at the, So time up, my, how can we say that now that they're dry, even though at the time, at the time that they were wet, we don't say at the time that they were wet, that they're mukhshar lekabel tumah because ultimately he's going to be happy about them. He says, "Einam b'chiyuton time," right? That even though, right, afal pi shesomach, even though ultimately he was happy about it, but still we don't say that at the time that they were wet that they're mukhshar lekabel tumah. Time am I lav mishum delo aminon? Is it not because we don't say? So it sounds like we don't say kevin degloy milsa dehashto, even though it was revealed now. Nichale meikara nichale. No, where are you, letter? Yeah, okay, fine, that's him. Okay, meikar nami nichale. So it sounds like we do not say, meaning, we're saying that at one point, the fruits were wet. At the point that the balabais came up, they were already dry, but he was happy that for them to have gotten wet. So, but we don't say that at the time that they were wet, since ultimately he was going to be happy, they're already mukhshar lekabel tumah. We don't say that. So it sounds like the ultimate, right, the eventual state has no bearing on the earlier state. And therefore, if we were to apply that to Yehu Shalom Midas terms, the fact that he's eventually miyayish has no bearing on the previous state to say that Yehu Shalom Midas have Yehush. Therefore, it sounds like Yehu Shalom Midas lo haveyeush, like Abaye, unlike Ravi. So we say, no, don't bring kashis from Tuma. Shainios, it's different though in Tichsiv ki yitain, right? Even though we read it ki yitain, ache yitain, until he places it. Until he places the liquid. Yachi, if that's the case, Reish Anami, but in the Reish also, he didn't place the dew on it. The dew memele when it got on it. Hossam kidura papa, it's like a papa dura papa rami. Where have we seen this? Kiddushin. Papa asks, Siv kiyitain karinon kiyuton. It's written without a vav. So we read it, it's written kiyitain kiilu, but we read it kiyuton. Haketzad, how do we rectify this? But inon kiyuton dumya dichi yitain. That we need kiyuton that's similar to kiyitain, ma kiyitain the das af kiyuton nam the das. Just like when he places it, he would place it with his intention. So oichit ki yuton oichit needs to be ladas with his intention, and therefore, so long as the dew is still on it, so it's like it's still being placed on it, and he's happy about it, and he's aware of it. So therefore, that is acceptable. Right? What does Rashi say? Ladas sheyodav benesina v'uchshu be'enav odeyu atalein. So long as the dew is still on it, adayin hein benesinoso. It is still being placed on it, and it's with his knowledge, and therefore, that is why it's mukhshar lekabel tumah. But again, this has no bearing on whether we could draw a conclusion legabe yehu shelo midas, because this is unique gzeres hakosuv ki yitain ki yuton. Fine. Toshma komin yadomer b'yechnas b'yechnas mishum. So it says Rabbi Shmuel ben Yotzadik, but there's a gears change to Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadik, which I think makes sense. I think that's a person, Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadik. So let's say that. Tashma Adam Rabbi Yechonah Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadik. Minayin la'aveda sheshotfe nohar Shehi Muteris. So how do we know that a lost object that was washed up by a river that is permitted? Right, a fellow is walking, is rolling in the rushes down by the riverside, and he sees Epis. He sees a Game Boy washed up by the currents. And so how do we know that he can keep it? It's his. So the pasuk says, "V'chein tais." It says in the context of Ashavas Aved, "V'chein tais lachamoro, do for his donkey, v'chein tais l'simloso, and his garment, v'chein tais l'chol avedas achicha, for anything that gets lost, asher tovar mimenu, that's dafka lost from him, umitzase and it's found, mishavuda heimenu umitzuya etzol kol adam." That when you have to do Ashavas Aved, when something gets lost from the person, but is available to everything else, right? Something falls out of his knapsack or something like that. So it's lost from him, but it's anybody else could take it, right? It's available to everybody else. Just this person lost it. Yotzos zo, to the exclusion of a river sweeping it up, sweeping it away. Shavudim imenu ve'enu mitzuyu etzel kol adam. It's lost from him, and it's not available to anybody. It's swept away. The isur adumi datera, and we compare the isur, right, meaning when you have to, when it doesn't belong to you and you have to return it, to hetera, to when it's mutter, when it gets swept away, and we say if it then gets washed up, you can keep it. Ma hetera bein de izbosim and bein de leizbosim in shara. So just like when it comes to something that gets swept away by the sea, whether there's a simon or not is now irrelevant because regardless, you have no hope of ever seeing it again. It got swept away by the sea. So af isura, so oichit, when it comes to the isura, when something falls on the floor, so bein de isba simin uvein de leizba simin, regardless of if there is a simin, or even if there is no simin. Now remember, the machlok, as we said yesterday, the machlok is between Rav and Abaye, Bayehu Shalomidas, is when there is no simin. Asura, it is forbidden. So it sounds like Yehu Shalomidas, Lo ave yeush tiyuvta dirovet tiyuvta, and with that, Rava is defeated. Vihilchisa kavose de Abaye biyal kigam, and the halacha is like Abaye biyal kigam, and the yud of yaal kigam stands for yeush shalomidas chever. Ya'al kigam stands right is a Rosh Tevis with six letters in it. We so far at Babylon Talmud have encountered four of them, four of the six. The remaining two are in Masechta Sanhedrin, which after Bava Metzia we learn Bava Basra, and then Masechta Sanhedrin. Soon enough, we will have learned all, probably about another year or so, we will have learned all six of the Yaal Kigams. The first three come from Erevin, Gittin, Kiddushin. Now here we've just learned the fourth one, Yehu Shaloi Midas, in Bava Metzia, and there are two more in Masechta Sanhedrin. Okay. Omer of Acha B'Derovah, says of Acha B'Derovah, L'Rav Ashi, V'chim Acha D'Itosiv Rav, Rav. So now that we said that Lacha is unlike Ravi, so we hold like Abai that Yehush Lamidas Loyave Yehush. So Anitame de Zika. So wind blown dates, dates that have been blown off the wind, the tree. Hey Chachlinanu, how can we eat them? Wouldn't that be considered Yehush Lamidas? Should not be Yehush. How can we eat them? Omar Lei, so Vashi responds, came in the Ika Shkotzimur and Mosim to Ka'achleu Meikara Yehush Miash. It's like we saw at the end of the daf yesterday, that well, since the little bugs are going to come and infestate them or something, they're going to get all buggy. So, milchatchila already, the owner knows, like, okay, anything that falls, like, forget about it. Like, honestly, would you eat, if you were, like, walking near a palm tree, a date palm, and, like, you just saw, like, dates on the ground, would you eat that? I'm pretty sure I would be like, yo, there's for sure bugs in there. You want to pick the thing off the tree yourself, you know? You don't want to, like, pick it up off the ground, I think, right? So therefore, you know, milchatchila already, whoever owns the tree and the dates is like, all right, whatever falls, falls. Yasmei, deleka b'nei mechila ninu, my. Yeah, but what about the fact that, who knows, maybe the orchard is owned by orphans, and they are kitanim, they're unable to be mochel. So how can you just take them? Omlei, baiged ba'ara We don't assume that the whole valley is owned by orphans, and therefore kelu, it's not something that it's not a possibility that we need to take into account. That, like, you know, I guess the chances are not that these dates that fell on the floor belong to orphans. Muchzak va'omid mai, but what if you know that they belong to orphans? Karchsamai, or what if it was like surrounded by walls and stuff. So I think the point is that Rashi says change kotzim rumasim nuchrosim sham, that little bugs aren't going to get into there. My amle asirin. So Rashi says, well, in that case, yeah, if there's reason to assume that they were not hefker, then they're aser. Friends, we're going to stop here because we start a new sugya after this, and I think I'll just do the new sugya because it kind of goes into tomorrow's daf. So I think I'll just do it all together. But today we wrapped up the sugya of Yehu Sheloi Midas, at least for now. I don't know if it comes up again, but for now we wrapped up this machlokas Yehu Sheloi Midas, machlokas in Abaye and Rava. Abaye says Yehu Sheloi Midas, lo ave Yehush. Rava says Yehu Sheloi Midas, have Yehush. We say Alocha ke Abaye beyal kegam, the Yud being Yehu Sheloi Midas. We pass him like Abaye that Yehu Sheloi Midas, lo ave Yehush. Peace out.